Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Arthur McVicker and Roxana Usner. They are with the Preservation Alliance. Arthur is the vice chair of the Preservation Alliance here in Lafayette, and Roxana is with the Preservation Alliance of Lafayette. It's a nonprofit organization, and they're here to talk about a couple events that are taking place this coming Sunday, a fundraiser, and also an event that will help help all of us understand the history of our community a little bit better. Before we talk about those events this coming Sunday, I think there are a lot of people who would really like to know more about what you do. There are a lot of people very interested in history and preserving things in our community. So maybe, Arthur, start off by telling us what the mission of the Preservation Alliance is.
The Preservation Alliance is works hard to generate citizen awareness and appreciation of the historic built environment. And we also have in the past worked as a public voice to raise concerns about where we seeing things happening to buildings that we know we're just going to lead to their deterioration and ultimately their demolition. And, of course, that's what we want to try and prevent is the fabric of our community is so important when it comes to the physical built environment that we want to protect that as much as possible.
And we all know how many buildings used to be here and aren't anymore. You know, that often comes up in conversation. In fact, we talk about that a lot. You go where such and such used to be and you take a right. That's very much a part of our directions around here. But it makes you constantly aware of things that used to exist, buildings, whether private homes or businesses or government buildings that were here at one point and aren't. And I know we all love looking at old pictures and are sad when we see some of those. So you all are really addressing those feelings in all of us when we think about the history of the community.
We try to work really hard to generate support mm-hmm. within neighborhood groups, for instance, and to highlight those buildings for the people in the community.
Mm-hmm. So how many do you all register? And so how do you do that work in the community? What kinds of things do you do? You're obviously having these events coming up this Sunday. I know also you all have a Facebook page, a really nice Facebook page. And what do you do on that page?
We highlight buildings that are on our register. The register is actually run by the city. And the members of the Historic District Commission are also the members who are the board members for the Preservation Alliance. And so it's kind of like the one group knows what the other group is doing because we're the same people. Mm-hmm. But the Preservation Alliance is there because it can't be just eight individuals that are saving all of the buildings in the community. It has to be a larger organization than that, and that's what Preservation Alliance is.
So you're a membership organization, and people can join and become a part of
very much so,
do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When did you get interested in preservation, old buildings?
Well, I actually have a degree in historic preservation from a school up north.
And where did you get that from?
It's called Eastern Michigan University. I did that because I didn't want to spend the rest of my life getting down on my hands and knees and building scenery for the theater. And so what I ended up doing was getting down on my hands and knees and finding out why the historic theater toilet doesn't work. So
that's a good exchange. But you obviously have a love for these buildings. And so how did you end up down here working with our historic buildings?
I frankly hate snow. And this winter will be a real good example of mm-hmm. why I hate mm-hmm. snow and am no longer in Michigan. So mm-hmm. I came down here for the sunny
Well, I guess every climate has its challenges for historic preservation, doesn't it? I'm sure snow is hard on buildings, but so is humidity and heat.
And and hurricanes. Mm-hmm. I mean, when Katrina hit New Orleans, one of my favorite theaters in New Orleans got absolutely flooded and had to be completely redone. Mm-hmm. So, the danger to historic buildings due to forces out of our control is something that none of us can do anything about. Mm-hmm. So,
but there are other things that we can do.
Absolutely.
And this organization, this membership organization, is one way that we can preserve these buildings still within our community.
Absolutely.
So if you are just tuning in, we're talking about the Preservation Alliance of Lafayette. My guests are with that organization. Arthur McVicker is the vice chair, and Roxana Usner is with the Preservation Alliance, here to talk about the events that people can get involved with this coming Sunday, either to help to raise support or become a member or just find out more about our community. So, Roxana, what's going on this coming Sunday?
We are having a fundraiser to help support the Alexander Mouton House. This is the house that the 12th governor of Louisiana, Alexander Mouton, built. And it's a very old house, a very old set of buildings that after many years needs, you know, repairs and unusual kinds of repairs because it's so old. So what we want to do is encourage people to go to our website at preservinglafayette.org and find our event and buy a ticket for an old-time grocery shrimp po' boy, a Pamplona beef bocadillo with a Russo salad.
So this is an event you can go to, though, right? You're not just
This is a ticket that you buy and that you go to Parc Sanssouci to pick up that po' boy and take a history walk.
Oh, okay.
And listen to music.
Because you're calling it a vintage picnic. And so people will picnic there at Parc Sanssouci?
Well, we actually have tables and chairs. We don't want people sitting on the ground. But it will be outdoors. We are having a full-service, four-course wine-paired luncheon served under tents with wait staff and everything. Wait staff who will be speaking French. It's going to be a Normandy-style French luncheon. And for those that don't really fit that price point, which is a little bit up there, $125 for that ticket, there are $25 tickets that include a po' boy, picnic lunch, and the history walk as well.
Oh, okay. So two very interesting lunches that you can attend and support with either one of them, support the Preservation Alliance. So this the vintage picnic under the tents, that will start at noon?
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you're having lunch with us, you show up at Parc Sanssouci at noon. And if you want to wear costumes, it's encouraged, not necessary. But
any particular time period?
Well, no, but Victorian time period is very much when our downtown was formed.
Okay.
So it would be a good one. But we'll accept 1960s and 70s garb.
Okay. So however you want to dress up in the spirit of this picnic. And I think it's going to be quite nice on Sunday. We can always hope.
That's correct. I believe we're going to be blessed with decent weather. And, of course, warmer weather.
Right.
And so we're trying to get everybody out there. It's a history walk, but you can take your car if you have a little trouble making that long 1.5-mile hike. And we will have antique cars there for people to ride in. The bicycle rickshaw people will be there riding people around. And, of course, bicycles are welcome as well.
All right. So you can even bring maybe some old-fashioned bicycles if you have it.
There is going to be a prize for the best vintage bicycle.
All right. So two different options for lunch, both of them supporting the Alexander Mouton House. And you can get tickets for either option at your website, which you said is Preserving Lafayette.org, preservinglafayette.org. So either option, the full service under the tent luncheon, or you can just get something a little simpler, the po' boy, and then everyone can go on the walk after lunch.
That's right. If you would just like to go on the walk, show up at around 2 o'clock, just before 2 o'clock, pick up your ticket and your book for the tour, mm-hmm, give you mm-hmm. your tour book guide.
Okay. So, but for the other two, you definitely have to reserve your ticket ahead of time. You can't decide to just show up and get lunch.
I would imagine we will be out of shrimp po' boys
okay.
by the time you show up.
So go to preservinglafayette.org if you're interested in that option for this coming Sunday, starting at noon, and then the historic walk is at 2 o'clock. Tell us a bit more about the Alexander Mouton home for those people who have not been, and, you know, even a lot of people who are from here have never been there before. So if you could describe what it's like, the house and the grounds.
Well, in 1821, it was only a small Acadian house. The Jean Mouton, our city's founder and the person who donated the land for downtown and the church, the St. John Cathedral, had property, put a little Sunday house on that property because back in those days, from Cairn Crow, where his plantation was a very long and arduous buggy ride. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what the habit was to have a place in town where you can kind of refresh before going to Mass and relax after going to Mass before you make that trip back. And, mm-hmm. you know, back in those days, you did not eat breakfast before you went to Mass. You fasted from midnight. So they certainly wanted to get someplace quickly where mm-hmm. they could have a little meal before they took that ride back to the plantation on mm-hmm. Sunday.
Those Maisons de Dimanche. So this house, the Alexander Mouton house, was originally one of those Sunday houses.
It was mm-hmm. a one- or two-room Acadian-style house. And then Alexander built his home when he was building his plantation home elsewhere, not too far from here. He resided in that house, and of course he had to add on to the house to make it livable.
Mm-hmm, for him, his whole family.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And over the years, the second story was added and the cupola by another owner. And what's interesting about the Alexander Mouton house is it was slated for demolition as well. It was deteriorated and it was going to be demolished. And a group of ladies called the 24, and in French, they use their French name, mm-hmm. Les 24, mm-hmm. Actually bought and saved the house. And they are still Les 24, and they still maintain that house. So it's important people take notice of that house. It's part of our culture, and we want to support that house because we would just be devastated if it deteriorated and went away.
Mm-hmm. I think I have one of their old cookbooks that got passed down to me from my grandmother. I guess one of the ways that they raised money early on with those cookbooks. So Les 24 took it upon themselves to restore the house and keep it up. What happens at that house now? It's a museum. I believe you all have exhibits, revolving exhibits there.
They do have exhibits. They have an exhibit that showcases the Mouton family, and they also have a very lovely exhibit that was just redone of the Mardi Gras costumes. The other thing that people don't realize that you can do at that house is you can rent the space for a tea party or a bridal shower or what have you. So it's a nice thing to know about. Mm-hmm. If you want to have a lovely party in an antique home, in an old home, you can have it at Alexander Mouton House.
How large a house is it? Again, for those of us who have not been in the house, how many rooms is it?
Where there are four large rooms downstairs. I shouldn't say large because one of them is a little smaller. There's a gallery, porch along the front and also in the back, and the backyard is quite large. There's a smokehouse, an old brick smokehouse in the back. On Sunday for our event, we're having a vintage garden party there with Sweet Cecilia will be playing for us out there, and the ladies of Les 24 will provide their homemade desserts and, you know, we'll have wine and champagne as part of the dessert course, which is our history walk will be our dessert course for the picnic.
So if you purchase a ticket for the picnic, this will be your dessert course.
Yes.
Yes. So will it be one of the homes actually on the walking tour as well? So you'll get to learn about that house.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of history in that house. The other place that has a huge amount of history that many of us don't know, even if we have always been from here, is the St. John Cathedral. The history of the priests and the congregations and the building itself is amazing. I don't know, many people don't know that Father Magret, back in the mid-1800s, was beaten up on the streets of Lafayette because he was doing things that the congregation didn't really agree with. And
It went along with that vigilante justice.
They did not. And they were trying to run him out of town. He had to move to St. Martinville. Now, that's back in the days when maybe we're a little bit less civilized than we are today in our.
Well, I'm sure that there's lots of history people can talk about. And you can do that on the walking tour if you ever wanted to know a bit more about the history of Lafayette and particularly some of these older buildings. My guests are with the Preservation Alliance of Lafayette, Arthur McVicker and Roxana Usner. And Arthur, what are some of your favorite buildings that will be on the walk?
Well, the my favorite building that's going to be on the walk is Sans Souci Gallery. And we start right there. Because it's right next to Parc Sans Souci.
Right.
The tour actually starts across the street at the Tribune building, and then the second building on the tour is Sans Souci. But and I don't know how many people know this, but having only lived here for 8 years, it was very enlightening to me to learn about Edith Dupuy, who the library here on campus is named for. After she retired as a librarian here on campus, then she started a commercial business. She had a bookstore there, and the bookstore is fondly remembered by many people. You could go in and you could sit on antique furniture and just peruse the books that she had. Maybe another one of my most favorite buildings that I learned a lot about in anticipation of this tour is the hardware building and the building right across the street from it, the Poche building. The hardware building has been in the same family now for more than 90 years, and it was very interesting to talk to members of the family about that building. And of course, the building wasn't always a hardware store and isn't a hardware store now. But that's the name we know it all by because it was the business that was in that location for such a long time.
Well, in the short time that you have been in Lafayette, it sounds like you've developed a great affection for some of these buildings. How will the tour be set up? What kinds of information? Will there be someone guiding the tour, or will there be a different person at each building?
It is self-guided.
Okay.
And there will be interpreters. Not in front. There are a total of 18 buildings that we have highlighted. That doesn't mean you can't stop in front of another building, which is one of the older buildings in town. But some of the buildings will have interpreters in front of them, and they will give you a history lesson about the building and everything. Some of them are just ones where you walk by. Or drive by.
Or cycle by.
it also includes, there's a booklet that will be given out that has printed information in it about each and every building.
Okay, and that's part of your ticket price, whether you go to any one of the lunch options or you just go on the walk
yes.
as well.
Okay.
All right. So lots of different options to participate in this coming Sunday. That's March 23rd. You can purchase a full four-course luncheon, vintage luncheon at Parc Sans Souci, I believe. The tables, the tents will be set up there. Or you can do a little more casual option with the po' boys. That all starts at noon. And then the walk of the historic buildings will start at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available online. You can get those now. If you just want to join the walk, you just have to show up at 2 o'clock. And that's preservinglafayette.org. And then the telephone number is 291-8431. And we'll have that number here at the station. Or, like I said, you can stop by their Facebook page as well and like it. And I promise you, you'll be very charmed by their postings of these wonderful buildings. You learn a lot of history. I've really enjoyed it when y'all post information there. So you could check out the Facebook page as well. That's the Preservation Alliance of Lafayette. Now, suppose someone is away this weekend and they would like to find out more about becoming a member of the Preservation Alliance. Is that website the best one to go to? Okay.
So, or our Facebook page.
Okay, and it'll have information about how to become a member and how to participate.
You can message us through our Facebook page. You can email us through our website. And you can call the number.
Okay. In addition to this event that you are having this week, do you have other events throughout the year? Do you have a membership meeting? Do you have other informational events that take place?
We sponsor a couple of lectures every year. In the past, it has been presented by Eddie Kazu. He speaks about the construction types of early Louisiana and how those different methods of construction help buildings stay cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. And this year, we're applying that information with Eddie in a lecture series that talks about how you can use those concepts in new construction today to save energy.
I think you should have quite a large crowd at those lectures. A lot of people very interested in that. You know, we've begun to realize just how our ancestors really used this area, nature, and they knew so much about how to live in you know, commune with that. So that'll be a great lecture series. You both have these beautiful magazines in front of you. Is that something you get with your membership to the Preservation Alliance? And what is the publication?
We do two or three newsletters a year and one magazine every year that covers everything we did in the previous year, all the buildings that we put on the register that year and all of the events that have happened and are upcoming. And the membership is really the best way to keep informed about the happenings with Preservation Alliance of Lafayette.
Okay. And you get a newsletter through email or through the mail, both ways? Every which way.
Both ways.
Okay. And then this lovely magazine that you'll receive as well, Preservation Communique. So how many houses are on the registry, Arthur?
There are about 90 on the 94 that are on the local register. And I would like to pick up on one thing. In May, which is National Preservation Month, we also generally have or we always do have an event that highlights all of the houses or all of the buildings that have received plaques from the past year. And so there is a during Preservation Month, there is a celebration of preservation in this community for plaque giving to the owners, because the owners all take great pride in putting the plaque on their house or on their building, because it is something that they want to have.
And it's an application process. You have to apply to register your house.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. And that goes before the Preservation Commission.
All right. So much we can learn about the Preservation Alliance of Lafayette. My guests are both with the Alliance. They're here talking about a special event that's taking place this Sunday. It's a combination of a lovely vintage picnic under beautiful tents, a four-course meal, or you can do a little bit more informal lunch, and everyone can join in at 2 o'clock for the historic walk in downtown Lafayette. So great opportunity to learn more about the buildings and the history of Lafayette this coming Sunday. For more information, either their Facebook page or preservinglafayette.org, and we'll have the telephone number here as well. You'll need to register for the lunches ahead of time. And the walk. You can register for the walk, but can you just show up on Sunday for the walk?
You can buy tickets for the walk on Sunday.
Okay. But the luncheon you'll need to do ahead of time. Well, thank you both for coming by to let us know about this event and the organization. Perhaps we can have you back throughout the year to let us know what developments have happened, and perhaps for the lecture series as well, and perhaps encourage more people to join the Preservation Alliance of Lafayette. Again, my guests, Roxana Usner and Arthur McVicker with the Preservation Alliance of Lafayette. Thank you both.
Thank you.